This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Plaquenil tablets. Active ingredient, S-hydroxychloroquine sulfate. This leaflet provides important information about using Plaquenil. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Plaquenil. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using Plaquenil? Plaquenil contains the active ingredient hydroxychloroquine sulfate. Plaquenil is used for any of the following conditions. Rheumatoid arthritis. Rheumatoid arthritis is a form of arthritis with inflammation of the joints, characterized by stiffness, swelling and pain. Plaquenil may be used for short or long-term rheumatoid arthritis treatment. In treating rheumatoid arthritis, Plaquenil may slow down the process of joint damage and relieve the symptoms of the disease. Systemic lupus erythematosus, SLE. SLE is a disease in which a person's normal immunity is upset. The body produces an excess of blood proteins called antibodies, and these antibodies may cause problems in any organ of the body. These antibodies may end up, for example, in the skin, causing a variety of skin rashes, or deposit in the kidney, brain, lung and joints, causing injury. Discoid lupus erythematosus, DLE. DLE is similar to SLE, except it only affects the skin, and is characterized by a scaling, red rash. Malaria, treatment and control of symptoms. Malaria is an infectious disease caused by the presence of parasites in red blood cells. The disease is characterized by chills, fever, and sweats. In malaria, Plaquenil destroys the harmful parasite which causes the illness. Your doctor may have prescribed this medicine for another reason. Ask your doctor if you have any questions about why Plaquenil has been prescribed for you. Plaquenil is not addictive. This medicine is available only with a doctor's prescription. What should I know before I use Plaquenil? Warnings. Do not use Plaquenil if you are allergic to hydroxychloroquine, chloroquine, or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. You have previously experienced changes in your eyesight when taking medicines for rheumatoid arthritis or malaria. You have a heart rhythm disorder. Plaquenil should not be used in children under 6 years. Plaquenil should not be used in children over 6 years for long periods. Do not take Plaquenil after the expiry date printed on the bottle. Do not take Plaquenil if the bottle is damaged or shows signs of tampering. Do not take Plaquenil to treat any other complaint unless your doctor says it is safe. Do not give this medicine to anyone else. Check with your doctor if you are taking any other medicines for any medical condition, are allergic to quinine, have allergies to any ingredients listed under product description at the end of this leaflet, have any pre-existing eye disorders, have experienced low blood sugar levels, hypoglycemia, a hypo. Plaquenil may increase the risk of you having a hypo. Have an inactive chronic infection such as hepatitis B, chickenpox/shingles, a painful blistering rash, or tuberculosis as they may flare up. Have or have had any of these medical conditions. Chloroquine-resistant malaria, liver or kidney problems, diabetes, stomach, brain, or blood disorders, disease of the heart muscle, skin diseases, in particular psoriasis, which is a kind of itchy rash, glucose-6-phosphate dehydrogenase, G6PD deficiency, which is a lack of a chemical substance which causes the breakdown of sugar in the body, porphyria, which is a rare disease of blood pigments, porphyria cutanea tita, PCT, which is a rare disorder of painful blisters on the skin, myasthenia, a disease with general muscle weakness, including in some cases muscles used for breathing. You may notice aggravation of symptoms such as muscle weakness, difficulty in swallowing, double vision, etc. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Plaquenil should be avoided in pregnancy except when, in the judgment of the physician, the potential benefits outweigh the potential hazards. When Plaquenil is taken for long periods of time, there is an increased risk to the unborn child. It may cause problems with brain function, hearing, balance, and vision. There is very limited data on the safety in the breastfed infant during long-term treatment with Plaquenil. The active ingredient, hydroxychloroquine, is excreted in breast milk, and it is known that infants are extremely sensitive to the toxic effects. Plaquenil should not be used during breastfeeding, unless your doctor considers the benefits outweigh the risks. Ask your doctor or pharmacist for advice before taking any medicine. If you are pregnant, or think you may be pregnant, or planning to have a baby, or breastfeeding, your doctor will discuss with you whether Plaquenil is suitable for you. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines may interfere with Plaquenil and affect how it works. These include any medicine to treat depression, including fluoxetine, paroxetine, and the herbal product St. John's wort, digoxin, flicanide, propafenone, quinidine, medicine used to treat heart disease, medicines to treat diabetes, medicines used to suppress the immune system such as cyclosporin, antiarrhythmic drugs such as amiodarone and moxifloxacin, other anti-malarial drugs, medicines to treat epilepsy, such as carbamazepine and phenobarbital, tamoxifen, a medicine used to treat breast cancer, anti-infective medicines, some antibiotics used for bacterial infections, such as moxifloxacin, azithromycin, clarithromycin, erythromycin, roxithromycin. Taking these antibiotics at the same time as hydroxychloroquine may increase the chance of you getting side effects that affect your heart, which could be life-threatening. Medicines that may affect your blood. Medicines that may affect your eyes. Antacids containing magnesium, or kaolin, or cimetidine, used to neutralize stomach acid. Itraconazole, an antifungal medication. Rifampicin, antibiotics. Grapefruit juice. Anticoagulant drugs such as dabigatran and clopidogrel. Medicines to treat high cholesterol, such as gemfibrozil, statins. Ritonavir, a medicine used to treat HIV. These medicines may be affected by Plaquenil, or affect the way Plaquenil works. Your doctor or pharmacist can tell you what to do if you are taking any of these medicines. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect Plaquenil. How do I use Plaquenil? How much to take? The usual doses are: rheumatoid arthritis adults, 2 to 3 tablets daily. Your doctor may later reduce this to 1 to 2 tablets daily. SLE and adults, 2 to 4 tablets daily. Your doctor may later reduce this to 1 to 2 tablets daily. Control of malaria symptoms adults, 2 tablets once a week. The tablets should be taken on exactly the same day of each week. For example, if your first dose is taken on a Monday, then each weekly dose should be taken on a Monday. Treatment of malaria adults. The starting dose is 4 tablets. Take another 2 tablets 6 to 8 hours later and 2 further tablets on each of the next 2 days. Always follow the instructions given to you by your doctor. Dosages for children are calculated according to the child's body weight. Your doctor will work out the correct dose for you or your child. Plaquenil should not be used in children for long periods. Your doctor may ask you to take a different dose. You should follow the instructions on the label. If you are unsure what dose to take, ask your pharmacist or doctor. When to take Plaquenil? Swallow tablets whole with a little water or other liquid. It is best to take Plaquenil at mealtimes. The dosage will depend on why you are being treated with Plaquenil. If you forget to take Plaquenil, if you're being given Plaquenil for rheumatoid arthritis, SLE, or DLE, do not take a double dose to make up for the dose missed. Just continue with the appropriate dose on the next day. If you're being given Plaquenil for suppression or treatment of malaria, you should take your tablets as soon as you remember and go back to taking it as you would normally. If it is almost time for your next dose, skip the dose you missed and take your next dose when you are meant to. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose you missed. If you have trouble remembering when to take your medicine, ask your pharmacist for some hints. If you take too much Plaquenil, if you think that you have taken too much Plaquenil, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately Phone the Poisons Information Centre by calling 131126 in Australia or 0800764766 in New Zealand, or contact your doctor, or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this, even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. If you take too many tablets, you may experience headaches, drowsiness, visual disturbances, or fits. These symptoms may occur within 30 minutes of overdose. What should I know while using Plaquenil? Things you should do. Remind any doctor, dentist, or pharmacist you visit that you are using Plaquenil. Call your doctor straight away if you are about to start taking any new medicines. Tell your doctor and pharmacist that you are taking Plaquenil. Experience any of the following symptoms, including weakness, trembling or shaking, sweating, lightheadedness, headache, dizziness, lack of concentration, tearfulness or crying, irritability, hunger, and numbness around the lips and fingers. These symptoms may be associated with hypoglycemia. If you experience any of the symptoms of hypoglycemia, you need to raise your blood glucose urgently. You can do this by taking one of the following: 5 to 7 jelly beans, 3 teaspoons of sugar or honey, half can of ordinary, non-diet soft drink, 2 to 3 concentrated glucose tablets. Unless you are within 10 to 15 minutes of your next meal or snack, follow up with extra carbohydrates, e.g. plain biscuits, fruit, or milk, when over the initial symptoms. Taking this extra carbohydrate will prevent a second drop in your blood glucose level. Make sure you, your friends, family, and work colleagues can recognize the symptoms of hypoglycemia and know how to treat them. Your doctor will need to perform the following tests during treatment with Plaquenil. Eye tests. Your doctor will need to perform some eye tests every few months to check that your eyesight is not changing. In extremely rare cases, Plaquenil has been associated with blindness. This can be avoided by having regular eye tests. It is recommended you wear sunglasses when out in the sun. Blood tests. Your doctor will need to perform occasional blood tests to check for any blood reactions. Your doctor may monitor your blood sugar levels if you have experienced hypoglycemia while taking Plaquenil. Serious skin reactions. Serious skin reactions have been reported with the use of Plaquenil. Frequently, the rash can involve ulcers of the mouth, throat, nose, genitals and conjunctivitis, red and swollen eyes. These serious skin rashes are often preceded by flu-like symptoms such as fever, headache, and body ache. The rash may progress to widespread blistering and peeling of the skin. If you develop these skin symptoms, stop taking hydroxychloroquine and contact your doctor immediately. Mental health problems. Some people being treated with Plaquenil can experience mental health problems such as irrational thoughts, anxiety, hallucinations, feeling confused, or feeling depressed, including thoughts of self-harm or suicide, even those who have never had similar problems before. If you or others around you notice any of these side effects, C-section side effects, seek medical advice straight away and stop your treatment. If you have thoughts of self-harm or suicide, talk to your doctor. If you have a rare illness called porphyria, which affects your metabolism, muscle and nerve disorders, hydroxychloroquine may cause muscle and nerve disorders. Caution should be taken. When you take this medicine for a long time, your doctor will occasionally check for muscle weakness, numbness, and pain. Driving or using machines. Be careful before you drive or use any machines or tools until you know how Plaquenil affects you. Plaquenil may cause dizziness in some people. Plaquenil may cause problems with the eyesight of some people. Make sure you know how you react to Plaquenil before you drive the car, operate machinery, or do anything else that could be dangerous with blurred vision. Drinking alcohol. Tell your doctor if you drink alcohol. Looking after your medicine. Keep your tablets in the bottle until it is time to take them. If you take the tablets out of the bottle, they will not keep well. Keep it in a cool, dry place where the temperature stays below 25 degrees Celsius. Heat and dampness can destroy some medicines. Do not leave Plaquenil in the car on hot days. Store it in a cool, dry place away from moisture, heat, or sunlight. For example, do not store it in the bathroom or near a sink, or in the car or on windowsills. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. Children are particularly sensitive to the unwanted effects of Plaquenil. When to discard your medicine. If your doctor tells you to stop taking the tablets, ask your pharmacist what to do with any tablets that are left over, getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to use this medicine, or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. Plaquenil helps most people with rheumatoid arthritis, SLE, DLE, treatment of malaria and the control of malaria symptoms, but it may have unwanted side effects in a few people. All medicines can have side effects. Sometimes they are serious, most of the time they are not. You may need medical treatment if you get some of the side effects. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. What to do? Stomach problems such as nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, abdominal cramps, other problems such as loss of appetite, muscle weakness, dizziness, ringing in the ears, headache, nervousness, skin rash and itching, hair loss, darkening of the urine, blood test result of decreased hemoglobin. If you already have psoriasis, you are more likely to experience skin reactions than other people when taking Plaquenil. Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. What to do? Visual disturbances. Any hearing loss. Suicidal behavior. Having thoughts of self-harm or suicide. Feeling depressed. Feeling nervous or anxious. Feeling confused, agitated, difficulty sleeping, delusions, hallucinations, changes in mood, feeling elated or overexcited, frequent fevers, severe chills, bruising, sore throat, or mouth ulcers. These may be signs of blood reactions, changes in the way your heart beats, liver problems. Symptoms may include a general feeling of being unwell, with or without jaundice, yellowing of the skin and eyes, dark urine, nausea, vomiting and/or abdominal pain. Rare cases of liver failure, including fatal cases, have been observed. Kidney problems due to accumulation of phospholipids. More severe symptoms of hypoglycemia, including disorientation, seizures, fits, or convulsions, loss of consciousness, rash with a fever and flu-like symptoms, and enlarged lymph nodes. This could be a condition called drug reaction with eosinophilia and systemic symptoms, DRESS, blistering, widespread scaly skin, pus-filled spots together with fever. This could be a condition called acute generalized exanthematous pustulosis, AGEP, blistering, or peeling of the skin around the lips, eyes, mouth, nose, genitals, hands, or feet, flu-like symptoms and fever. This could be a condition called Stevens-Johnson syndrome, SJS. Multiple skin lesions, itching of the skin, joint aches, fever and a general ill feeling. This could be a condition called toxic epidermal necrolysis, 10. Skin reaction including reddish-purple color, raised, painful sores, particularly on your arms, hands, fingers, face and neck, which may also be accompanied by fever. This could be a condition called Sweet syndrome. Call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital, if you notice any of these serious side effects. Serious side effects are rare. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems in Australia, or in New Zealand at https://pofhealth.mypointsite.com/calmreportant/s/. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with the doctor's prescription. What Plaquenil contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Hydroxychloroquine sulfate. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Calcium hydrogen phosphate dihydrate. Maize starch. Magnesium stearate. Hypromalose. Macrogol 400, titanium dioxide, polysorbate 80, carnauba wax, potential allergens, not applicable. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What Plaquenil looks like. Plaquenil comes as white to off-white peanut-shaped tablets. A bottle contains 100 tablets. Ostar 50055. Who distributes Plaquenil? Distributed in Australia by Sanofi Aventis Australia Pty Ltd. 12 to 24 Talavera Road, Macquarie Park, New South Wales 21113. Free call 1-800-818-806. Email medinfo.australia@sanofi.com. Distributed in New Zealand by Pharmacy Retailing, NZ Limited T/A Healthcare Logistics. P.O. Box 62027. Sylvia Park, Auckland 1644. Free call 0800283684. Email medinfo.australia@sanofi.com. This leaflet was prepared in September 2025. Plaquenil CCDS V22 MIV 21-18 CEP 25.